Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Terrapod. On this podcast, we two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your question. For entertainment purposes only.
That competent and confident host is Kevin.
That confident but a little bit less competent at the start here host was Ben.
And we are here for another week of helping people solve their real-world problems.
Again, for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
So take it with a grain of salt, because we did say that we are the amateur tarot pod.
Yeah, if you wanted a professional help, there are a lot of professional tarot podcasts out there, but this is the only amateur one, to my knowledge.
Yeah, sometimes amateur is better.
I just want to note for the auditory record that Julia is out of town, but the candle is still lit.
The candle is lit. Is it just one wick in there, or is there three?
That's a three wick.
That's a new candle.
Yeah, I don't know where the old one is. Maybe it's used up, but
it was getting pretty low.
So this is a new one. I brought it in from the living room.
Does it have a name?
I didn't name it.
Well, I know, but does it say it on there what the name is?
I'll have to go look.
Let's go look. It does have a name. What is it?
Watermelon lemonade.
See, it's just so on the nose.
How does it smell? Does it smell like watermelon lemonade in here?
I don't know.
It was made with essential oils.
That's great. I just think, like, watermelon lemonade, let's just spitball here. What's a better name for it? Watermelon lemonade.
Okay. That sounds like a rap song.
Are you gonna, wait, you have to auto-tune that now. Watermelon lemonade.
Lemelon.
Lemelon?
No, but then you don't know what kind of melon. It could be a honeydew or a cantaloupe or something.
Watermelon lemonade.
Book it.
Book it. I like it.
So, besides naming candles, on the show, we do several things. I'll let you start.
All right. Well, the first thing that we do is a performance review. And that's where we rate our performance from an episode that was 2 weeks ago. I will add, it's not us rating our performance. We're taking snippets from our Facebook group.
Other people have rated our performance for us.
Yeah, and told us where we've missed.
And then we correct the factual record for the future.
Right. What do we do after that, Ben?
After that, we do the part of the show where we solve the life problems that we have promised to solve for entertainment purposes only.
This is the meat and potatoes of the episode.
Yes. So we take a question that has been sent to us, and we get out the deck of tarot cards, and we draw three cards from that deck, which, in the order that we draw them, represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it.
I didn't even look at the outline that time.
I'm sorry, I wasn't making eye contact with you.
That's okay. I wasn't really making eye contact with you either. I was watching the waveforms on the computer.
Oh, cool. Oh, the waveforms. I don't ever watch that because it's kind of blocked by my microphone.
Yeah, it's a little distracting when I'm just like watching.
Anyway, after that, we do the card of the week.
And then after that, we do the outro.
Put a little, nice little bow on the episode and wrap it up. And
then we hit the showers.
Yep. No, the sauna.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the sauna.
Do you have to shower? Do you have to shower before? No, you shower after the sauna.
You shower after the sauna.
Because you get sweaty.
Yeah.
If you showered, that would be stupid if you showered before the sauna.
I know. I wore flip-flops this week just because I, you know,
sometimes. Athlete's foot.
Yeah. You want to avoid that.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though it's just me and you. And I mean, I guess Brian, I've never seen him go in there, but.
But yeah. It's like staff only, but still.
Right.
Always good to wear flip-flops.
Yeah.
Should we get into the performance review?
Let's do it. And then it goes, bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
Chada-hee.
This episode that we're reviewing this time.
2 weeks ago.
From 2 weeks ago. Which one was that?
That was Donna. And Donna was asking about how to be lost, not lost, how to be found.
Yeah. This is where we found the term for lost and found laws that wraps everything up into a nice bow for us.
Yeah. At the time, I think we were performance reviewing the show that was about Brian's big news.
Right.
So this is sort of deep. Like, we're unwrapping the layers of the onion here because it started with Brian's big announcement show.
Donkeys are like onions.
So 4 weeks ago, we had the show with Brian's big announcement. Then 2 weeks ago, we had the show that was the performance review of that show. And then Brian has now performance reviewed the show that was performance reviewing his big announcement.
Deal.
And that's where we are, because today's performance review has four parts, and they all come from Brian.
Oh, nice.
Which is sort of like just our boss publicly airing his grievances about his employees.
Yeah. But that's fine.
I feel like that's maybe an HR violation.
We can take it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go to HR. Coincidentally, Brian is also HR, so it would be complaining to Brian.
Yeah, that's the problem with a small company, you know? It's like everybody's wearing a lot of hats. It can get awkward.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk any trash on Brian right now because, you know, that'll come back to bite us.
We'll have a meeting with HR. It'll be a whole thing. All right, so Brian's first point, he says, it's Naruto running, not Mortal Kombat running.
Yeah, that was in reference to invading Area 51.
Yes.
With the arms backwards.
Yeah, so that's Naruto.
I guess I'm not a nerd.
Roasted.
Boom, got him.
Rose is beautiful because she's my baby, but also objectively beautiful.
Those are both true.
Okay. He says, the show is still very family friendly. Cusses are beeped. Mentioning the concept of sex is not unfriendly.
That's true, and that's very woke of Brian, I would say.
Yeah, like very European of him.
Yeah. Let's not shave our pits and let's eat baguettes. I don't know why Brian is French in my imagination.
I like it, though.
Okay, cool.
And then finally, and I'm not going to scream this, but it's in all caps. So maybe I'll try to say it in a stern voice. Brian says, that sauna is for official use only. If I find out you have been using it for personal use, all privileges will be revoked.
I mean, we haven't used it for personal use.
No, it's just after the show.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you've been doing because you have more access to the sauna. But like one of the big things about doing these shows is getting to use the sauna.
That's like the perk.
Yeah.
There's no healthcare, but there is an employee sauna.
It's like, we want healthcare. Oh, I got you a sauna. We just want a regular work week, working 40 hours a week, but ping pong.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then he says, love you, love the show.
Oh, love you too, Brian.
Love you.
I think that was the performance review.
Chadai.
That was pretty painless.
That was an easy one. I did get a little nervous about the personal use for the sauna thing, but
it's okay. I won't tell on you. You can bleep this part out.
Thank you. All right, should we go on now to the meat and potatoes?
Let's get into the meat and potatoes in Queerance Corner.
We're in Queerance Corner. And you're laughing.
I am laughing. I just feel, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to do a mid-show performance review.
Of this show?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to wait 2 weeks for it.
I don't know where our energy's at. I think we need to bump it up a little bit.
Okay, low energy
so low far. Energy so far. You just go, yeah, we're in Queerance Corner. So I'm sitting up in my chair and putting my shoulders back, and I'm ready to just get at this reading.
I'm going
to
take a sip of water. Maybe that'll spark it up for me.
I will. Just going to cover the bases here. I have my water bottle this week. I don't have a Red Bull. I already drank the Red Bull.
All right, so your energy level should be kicking in any minute.
Yeah, and I'm gonna Naruto run right through this reading.
Maybe, I mean, I just was running on the treadmill before you got here, before we did this. I thought maybe that would get the endorphins going, that would amp me up, but maybe it's just taking me down, you know?
I don't know, I think that you're gonna
perk up.
Yeah, you're gonna
in this reading.
Up. Yeah.
All right, well, just because of the way we're angled, I'm going to let you do the honors and read the question this week.
Ooh, that's big. It's like the longest question I've ever seen. That's why you have.
Well, I'm far away from it today.
Anyway, this question comes from Letty from the UK. Are we international now? I mean, I know we had Canada, but like,
I think we've had.
Oh, so we've been international.
I think we've been international.
Anyway, Letty says, hello, guys. Firstly, I have to say how much I love the show. I listen every Monday on my day off work, and you make my housework jobs much more enjoyable. Sadly, the only person that gets to also hear the card of the week at that time is my cat. I'll be sure to take my headphones out so she can hear anyway.
Good. That's important.
That's good. I mean, at least you've been listening, Letty. I like that.
If it's for we've established aliens, lichen, etc. Cats, obviously, they fit into the...
Oh, yeah. It's
the,
any...
The mold, too.
It's any sentient being.
Yeah.
Including plants.
Yeah. Also, you know how we say that we get a double dose of Card of the Week, and that is, like, before they get it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Shira gets the double dose of Card of the Week, too, because she's in here.
Yeah. Live. I was also thinking about that, though, because I was listening to the podcast today.
Okay.
And I heard the Card of the Week.
It came out yesterday, but you listened to it today. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll put that on the personal performance review.
Yeah. Please do. But anyway, I heard the Card of the Week, and I was like, I kind of want that to apply to my week this week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's for this week. You just listened to it. It's the most recent episode you listened to.
So I get like, it's like quadruple, because we get the double dose at first, and then we get a single dose.
Of the same one.
Of the same one.
Later.
Anyway.
Continuing on.
Letty writes, I have a question for you and the cards.
That's good, because that is what we do.
Yes. My husband and I are expecting our first baby.
Congrats.
Which we...
Letty didn't say... I said that. Letty didn't say that.
Congratulations. Okay. My husband and I are expecting our first baby.
Congrats.
Which we are over the moon about. I am a keen runner, which is an important part of my social life, as well as a way to keep healthy. But I know that pregnancy and motherhood will change my usual ability and routine. I wonder if the cards have any advice for how I can continue to keep this important hobby in my life whilst adapting to my new role as a mom.
Okay.
So a couple of things to note here. A mom in the United States is a chrysanthemum. It's a flower.
Okay.
So I just think that mom is funny, is a funny word.
Yeah.
And I was happy to read it.
Good.
But I obviously know that you're not going to be a new role as a flower.
As a flower. She could still get the card of the week if she were a flower.
Right, correct. But not a full reading?
I mean, I don't know. A plant has never asked. Maybe in the future a plant will send in a reading. At which point we would do it.
That'd be cool. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think either of us have been mothers yet.
Or flowers.
Or flowers. Or dads.
Exactly. So we're probably not qualified. You know, this would be a good one for Brian.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
He's a dad.
I know. Let's get him in here.
Oh, well.
Now I'm sad that he's not here.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I miss you, Brian. Anyway, I'm just trying to like glance over the question again.
Uh-huh. I feel like this is in a new category. We have romance and we have jobs, but rarely do we have like family.
Yeah. I think... It's actually, you can look at it, we're in pre-advice right now. I think it's just...
There's no song, but we are in
it. I think it'll be interesting to see after your, like, pregnancy, like, how different running will be.
Mm.
You know, and you'll have, like new goals to go for because, like, I don't know, when I work out, it kind of gets boring and I hit goals and I'm like, okay, what am I doing? And then I stop doing it for a while. So maybe that's just, like... reinvigorates your excitement about running because it's like you have another goal to work for, and I think it could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really pre-advice, that's just my perspective of it.
I'm like glancing over the question too, and at first I was gonna say, you know, if it's just about keeping healthy, then maybe you have to just like switch it up, but it's part of Letty's social life too.
You're going to be the coolest person in that social group because you're going to have this baby in the little, those runner strollers.
Yeah, I bike to work, or not to work, to the metro that I take to work. And like every morning, there's like the mom squad out with their running strollers, just fast walking strollers up a hill.
Yeah, I think you just have clout now. Like that's it. Everybody's going to want to hang out with you.
And maybe there's like a new social mom squad, you know?
Yeah.
Like this is a new, it's like, I mean, I'm just going to relate it to my experience, not having been a mom, but like, you know, when you get, I mean, I guess this wasn't my experience either because I didn't have a dog before I was with Julia, but like, you know, a guy gets a dog and then suddenly like all the women are like, oh, he's got a dog.
Is that how it works?
That's what I've heard.
So I just need to get a dog.
You should get
a
dog is what I'm saying.
Cool.
If you want to take one on your way out.
No, thank you.
Julia's out of town, so it'll be fine. No one will stop you. But basically what I was saying is now that you have the baby, you know, that's that's like, you know, you're going to get the daycare friends and the soccer friends. Exactly. So this is going to be a window into a new social life as well, because that's going to change your schedule too.
Yeah.
That's not really the question though.
But I think it applies. I also will say that, like, speaking of dogs and how they're good for picking up chicks.
Yeah. which is what Letty was wondering about.
Yeah. Going up to, like, see my niece in Chicago and, like, pushing her around in the stroller also gains the attention.
That's good. And that's just free advice right there. That's free advice.
No, and I make sure to wear one of those, like, cutesy shirts that's like, I'm the fun uncle or something like that. So they know, like,
oh, so they know it's not yours. Yeah. They just know you're adept.
And I hold, like, my coffee or my water in my left hand so they can see I don't have a ring.
Mm, good.
Yeah. Some free advice.
Said
Letty, if you were curious about that, there you go.
All right. Should we do the cards now?
Let's do the cards.
The ear tick shuffle.
Down, down, do your dance, do your dance. Down, down, do your dance, do your dance.
This show is just copyright. It should just be called amateur copyright infringement.
International sampling laws. Come on. Julia's not here. We can't have our, like, legal counsel on it.
Yeah. She was the one that told us to put for entertainment purposes only in the show.
I know. She's our amateur legal consultant.
We're shuffled up. We're ready to go. We're marching.
Whoa. We almost lost all the cards there.
But we didn't. And we're marching into the past. Flip. You know this one.
The King of Pentacles.
The lollipop. Funny lollipop card.
Yeah, it does, like... He looks like he's about to do a commercial spot for how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll. So it's a king on his throne, adorned in like a grape. It's a cloak that has grapes all over it, or bushels of some sort. He's got the pentacle in his left hand, the lollipop-looking thing in his right hand. It's a very busy card.
And you don't like busy cards.
I'm not a fan of busy. I'm a minimalist in my tarot card things.
So the King of Pentacles, he's a guy.
Wait. All right, see ya. That's the past.
The King of Pentacles is a guy who has it all under control, just like all the kings, except for this guy has like material abundance. He has all the things that he needs in his life, and he can provide that to other people. I'm not saying anything. I'm just talking.
What do you mean? You're not saying anything, you're just talking.
I feel like I'm just like not saying anything useful.
He has, I don't know, he has all the things that he needs in his life, and he's at the top of the pentacle food chain.
Yeah, and like pentacles are about physical, solid things, about wealth, about
accumulating
that stuff, and he is ready to pass that on to you.
He's ready to pass it on. So the king is a giving being. I always just, this is where I'm wrong here, I guess, because I always just assumed the king was just like the one that has all of the knowledge or all of the things, or it's like the end of that pentacle rope.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Yeah. Like the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the holistic tarot or something.
Oh my gosh. Forgot to do my bicep curls before I came over. This thing's huge.
Let's see what this is about. Interpreting court cards. That seems useful. Oh, no, that's not. I mean, it could be useful, but there's like a table here. He's the chief of industry. The King of Pentacles is a mature man of exceptional self-control. He is steady, enterprising. He is a steady, enterprising male energy. This is like very gendered, but you know. Here, he is the caregiver, the provider, and he takes his duties as a caregiver and provider seriously. Great financial gifts accomplished with finances. Okay. Great financial gifts accomplished with finances.
Perfect.
He is of great help to the seeker or potentially... This is ridiculous. Listen to this. He is of great help to the seeker or potentially very helpful.
I feel like this was written in a different language than translated. I'm actually going to look into that once it's done, because
figuratively could indicate effective management of wealth and property, having full control over one's finances. from French playing card tradition, the King of Pentacles is said to correspond with Julius Caesar, and thus, in tarot, the character called to mind a character of unmatched military power, a man with a great gift for forging alliances. Now, I want to go back to what I keyed in on, which is he's a caregiver, the provider.
The forging relationships, the alliances.
Yeah.
When it comes to the question, you were at your pinnacle of friendship through this running thing.
Yeah. But now, see, this is how we're going to bring it together. But now you're shifting into like the caregiver provider part.
Ooh, I like that.
Let's go to the present.
Yep.
Flip.
Four of Wands.
This is the wedding card.
Yep.
So the Four of Wands is, it's a hopa, the wedding thing, like an altar. And there's two people holding up wreaths or bouquets, I'm sorry, in the background. And they're celebrating. They're celebrating a wedding in front of a castle.
That's it. This is a very happy card. It's a card about family. It's a card about two people coming together. It shows a wedding, but it's about more than that. And I think that's what this baby represents for you and your husband. It's like the coming together of you two to welcome this new member of your family into your life. That's what's happening now.
Very on the nose,
yeah,
from the
cards. And four is also about, fours in general are about stability and balance.
Well, it's interesting because it's like the four, isn't the Four of Wands, or I'm sorry, the Four of Swords, the one that we had for Brian?
Yeah,
where it was laying down, resting and kind of getting ready.
You're right.
I guess that's like kind of similar to this four, where mm-hmm. it's like this is the beginning of something and something's next, but you have to come together first. Or
I have an idea about how this is going to relate to the question, but I want to go to the future first.
Let's do it.
Flip. Ace, not a court card.
Not a court card. It's an Ace of Wands. Heavy on the wands on the back end.
Yeah, seriously.
So the Ace of Wands is a hand in the sky, the spirit in the sky, as we like to call it, holding a wand over a nice looking plane. And aces are about like beginnings,
yeah,
of journeys. And wands are about strength of the mind.
Try again.
The heart?
Try again.
The body? I don't know.
Passion.
Passion.
Fire.
Oh, yeah, because the wood makes the fire.
Exactly. In general, the Ace of Wands is about something new that's really inspiring and invigorating to you. Some sort of new opportunity that's presenting itself, one that you're really excited about.
I like it.
Okay. Do you have the connection?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, because it's kind of like what we talked about in pre-advice, where it's like, you know, things are going to be different, but there's new opportunities for you and new ways to find your passion. And like you are just kind of beginning like to find a new passion, or that passion is going to be different. So it's like a new beginning in that new passion, in that passion.
I think then maybe I want to go back to the beginning of the reading, which is what you had said about the King of Pentacles being sort of at the top of your game, mastering a thing. And maybe what this is saying is like, the running is, this whole reading in general is saying, like, right now, the running is a really important part of your life. This group that you've created through that is really important to you. And as you're getting ready to welcome this new member of your family into your life, you're thinking a lot about that and how the new baby is going to change that. But the Ace of Wands suggests, like, something new is going to happen. And this baby on the other side of this Four of Wands is going to be a change in your life, and something new is going to present itself, and maybe like the running isn't going to be as important as you think it's going to be today.
Yeah.
And so the King of Pentacles is saying, like, you're sort of, you've mastered that, you have the alliances that you made from that, you have the wisdom that you've built from that, and now you're shifting into that provider role. And on the other side of that, like, this question may not seem as important as it seems today when you're listening to the answer. Is that mansplaining?
No. Yeah, because you're a man and you're explaining something, your logic behind it. I just think you nailed it on the head. And I think it's important to also know that new passion, and I'm using air quotes right now, mm-hmm. could also be running. It's just going to be a different thing now than what it was.
Yeah.
I think it's just important to note that, like, I don't know. You're probably never going to have the same thing that you had before.
Yeah, the same relationship to it that you have to it like today.
Right. It's just like a new journey and a new way of looking at it and new struggles. And I think the ace is just telling you like starting out from square one.
Almost. Yeah. And the four of wands speaks to balance. And so maybe that's something else to think about too, is part of the question is how do you keep that hobby in your life while adapting to your new role is balance. And since the four of wands is about family and two people coming together, relying on your husband to help you out through this process to make sure that you have the space for the things, the passions that you need to fulfill in your life.
I can't add anything to that.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's get out. Thanks, Letty. I hope that helped and was good. I liked the reading.
Yeah, I thought we really got there. All right, let's do card of the week.
We did not, usually in that time while you're shuffling the cards, I'm explaining card of the week.
So explain card of the week.
Oh, yeah. So the card of the week is for Lost and Found Lols. It's for Letty's cat. It's for all cats. It's for dogs. It's for any sentient being to see how your week's going to be.
And here it comes. Flip, you called it.
Whoa.
Four of Swords.
Whoa. That's weird because I was just talking about it. So the Four of Swords, we've covered it a couple times here. A gentleman is...
But Alan's never covered it.
Alan has never covered it. So the gentleman is laying down prone with his hands on his chest. There's three swords above him and one below him. I know what it means, but we need to get Alan's opinion on it. Primary principle is rest. The figure in the card is not dead. He is just at rest.
Good to know.
He holds his hands in a prayerful and contemplative pose. Three of the swords are put away, but one remains underneath him, showing a reserve of inner strength and power. The mind must be stilled so that you may contemplate the past and plan the future. A battle has taken place. Perhaps you were the victor, perhaps not. The important thing is that a period of restful introspection is required before you can go on. Solitude may be the best gift you can give yourself at this time. Bring yourself to center so that you can regenerate both your inner and outer resources.
Good.
Yeah, we've had that a lot. I mean, I'm a fan of the Four of Swords, but I also like naps. So
take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So this week, it's going to be a restful, introspective, contemplative week. Get ready for that. Reflect.
That was card of the week. All right, now we're landing the plane.
We are in the outro now, and I want to do a little real-time performance review check. I do feel like we picked up our energy after your little pep talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So thank you for doing that to make the second half of the episode more energetic and more enjoyable.
Hey, sometimes we got to pick each other up.
Yeah.
Just to let each other down.
Well, we're going to let you, the listeners, down gently as we put you on the floor. I don't know, I'm sort of like in my head, the metaphor I was trying to go for was like a parent who like picked up their child to hug them and then put them down and was like leaving to go to work and the kid was staying at home.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I like it.
So that's the metaphor.
We're like dropping our lols off at their babysitters.
That's good.
That the babysitters are with them for the whole entire rest of the week besides the 30 minutes they're with us. We're terrible parents.
Yeah, but we have a running club to get to.
That's true.
And we want to thank Letty for her question this week. Congratulations. Good luck.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear how you like the reading.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the baby.
I haven't. Can't wait to hear how you like the baby. Has Letty been in the Facebook group? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, teaser, we're about to talk about it, Letty. You can get in there and tell us what you think.
Not yet, though.
Not yet. But you can find us at amateurterror.com.
We didn't thank the lols. We've had this problem before.
We have.
I don't want to tell you a third time.
I just get a little jumpy. Thank you to all of our found lols.
And now a moment of silence for the lost lols. Good. Now.
Now you can find us at amateurterror.com.
Good.
You can find the episodes there. And you can ask questions. Probably the most important function of the website is that you can ask questions.
I'm nodding vigorously in agreement.
Yes.
We also have a phone number, 314-325-6047. At this point, you should have probably memorized that.
Looking at me?
No.
I haven't memorized that.
The listener.
No.
Text that number. Call that number. Leave a voicemail. Send a text message. Ask a question. We will answer it. We're desperate for your questions.
Also, if you get a call from that number, just know that it actually might be... Oh, wait, no, that's a different number. Never mind. You can also... I was going to say that it might be Ben talking about political candidates.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a different number. That's a different Google Voice number. You're right. You're right. I should start using the amateur terrorist number for that. That would be funny.
You can also find us on facebook.com/group/amateur tarot. That's a meeting place for all of the lols. In between episodes, they come, they talk, they give us performance review material. You can ask a question there. I've posted a picture of myself before. So if you're just like, man, that guy has a good voice. I wonder what he looks like. It's in there.
It's in there. But podcasts does never look like I think they're going to look. I'm always surprised.
Were you surprised when I post my picture in there?
And you're yeah, like, that's what he looks like. Exactly. Kevin has a Twitter. There's probably nothing posted there, but it's at Scouts Tarot.
I still have like 10,000 years to post something.
I know. So. I'm just trying to add a little guilt.
Ben has a website. It's called I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. He hasn't posted there in a while.
No. But there's a lot of old articles. 5 years of old articles.
Yeah, there's a lot of content on there.
Please rate and review us on iTunes. I know every podcast says it, and that's because it helps. So please, if you can remember to rate and review us, do that.
Number nine. I have somebody that I'd like to thank.
I have one too, but I'm going to let you go, and I'll get it on next week's.
Okay. I would like to thank Tempe.
Okay. What is that?
Tempe is a city
in
Arizona.
Okay, yeah.
And my company has an office there.
And
this is, I've told them all about the podcast. They were super pumped about it.
When was this?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And this is my test to see if anybody's actually listening. So Tempe, if you're hearing this, get at me on Slack and be like, hey, I'm a lol now.
Keyword, I'm a lol now. Yeah, this is good. That was the best use of thank you to maybe ever.
Put it in the books, a.k.a. book it.
Spoiler alert, magic is real. I'm getting lost in this book. There's a whole chapter on interpreting court cards, which I should,
read.
Because they're hard, you know?